David Abramson, even though it's a Friday, you're joining us in a studio, and you're going to help us determine how, well, survive our December holidays with our families.
Good morning, Howard. Good morning, Lindiwe.
Good morning. How are you?
All right, and you? As a nutty sister?
Yeah, I heard that this morning. Who I am.
Oh, really? I didn't realize.
That's what I was told. This is a nutty sister. I'll take that. It's
all
fine.
All right. We're all family. We're all family.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So, David, I mean, holidays are meant to be this time of pure joy and celebration. We're celebrating because all our kids are at camp. But that's something completely different.
Well, it's not really, because I think for me that is the ideal way to for kids to spend a holiday.
I've been talking about us.
Oh, no, I'm not. Well, they hopefully are also celebrating. Oh,
I'm sure they are. Yeah. I'm sure
but
they
the
are.
But, you know, yeah. The one thing about holidays is that we always, well, not always, but I think there's this perception like, you know, you're working and there's, you know, we talk about work-life experience, you know, what is work and what is life.
And all of that.
And then what is like, what is life and what is holiday. Mm. And I think for me, the important thing is that when we actually think about holidays, is that we, you know, that it's not a perfect time. And I think we set up holidays as such a you know, there's huge expectations around it going to be the perfect time. And so we can't wait for holidays. Everything's going to just be absolutely fine once I get there. And I think that's the first thing is we give holidays a sucker pass because, you know, it's still life and we still often have kids to look after. We're still going to bump into some rude people, probably have some, you know, bad service along the way. So I think
that's the best part because then you've got something to complain about, David.
That's only if you're Jewish, Howard.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that that is only a Jewish thing. Okay. But, so what you're saying is don't think that your holiday, has to be, you know, 2 weeks or a week of absolute perfection because it's not going to be.
Yeah, don't set it up as that because obviously it's still life and, you know, obviously it's about having a fantastic time, a relaxing time. But as I say, you know, we always talk about that sucker pass, you know, when you kind of set something up and it gets smashed. You know, really, I think for me it's around just saying it's going to be a great time. It is a different time of the year. It is time to relax and to do things that I couldn't during the, you know, other times in the year. But it's okay if we're not going to have at times, you know, 100% ideal time that everyone's going to get on, that everything's going to run smoothly. So I think lower expectations but going positive. I think that's important. And camp, you say, it's such a wonderful thing that I think that our...
Oh, it's wonderful.
No, not in that way. I can see.
I mean, it's not just because your kids with us.
But I think it's so fantastic that your kids have got, you know, the kids in the Jewish community have got an opportunity to go to camps where they can spend time with their peers and just have, you know, whatever period of time. Sometimes it's 10 days, 12 days, 3 weeks of activities with other children. And I think another thing that happens is that they get away from their parents. Their parents get time to relax, get time to, you know, as we've always said, to take in the oxygen.
Not even that, to use the word me in a sentence.
Or us.
You know, we're out of practice of that.
Absolutely.
As I said in my article, I'm actually going to ask my wife how her day was. And I don't know if she's going to be able to answer because we're properly out of practice.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's actually ideal. You know, this whole idea of the kids having something separate to do with other kids and then, of course, away from screens or spending much more time interacting with other kids away from screens at the coast. It's just something from days gone by, which is just fantastic. But I think that's the second thing. I think the second thing is very important is that even if you are going away with your kids, it's so, so important that adults get time to spend time on their own, as you say, with their spouses and actually to do things that are, you know, that are important to them. So, you know, if you're going away with family or going away with friends, use each other to, you know, to have those time outs. If you do have younger children, to go and do things that you would do ordinarily, which you couldn't do actually on your own during the, you know, during the year.
I think a bit of a problem then, and certainly it's something that I've noticed as a point of tension, perhaps over the years. Certainly when our kids were younger, and if my wife wasn't working, if I was working really hard, and then you go on holiday with your kids who are young, as the person who hasn't spent a lot of time with the kids, you're actually quite keen to do so. But mom, unfortunately. Not unfortunately, fortunately, and very privileged in a very privileged way, has spent so much time that she's in fact looking for maybe a bit of a break from all of that.
Right. I think it is. I think it's important for the, you know, for parents to work as a team and clearly to listen to the other, you know, partner's need. You know, it's, but it's interesting you say that, Howard, because there's this perception around parents donating themselves in the afternoons, you know, especially moms, and I am generalizing. Like, you know, some moms have their morning free, and then it's this whole idea of, well, once it becomes afternoon, now I have to devote myself. And that's also, you know, something that moms have to be really careful about. And again, we are generalizing. But that you don't donate yourself as such to your kids in the afternoon. And then when you get to holiday, that you can also enjoy spending your time with your kids. But to your point, I think it's important that, you know, that we work as a team, you know, the, you know, the parental couple, you know, and communicate and know when the other person's tired to give the other person time out and plan, you know, plan events, in the holiday, you know, I'll really like to do this, which would be important to me on my own and plan accordingly.
How lenient should we be with our kids on holiday? You know, they there's no doubt that academically it is very, it's stressful for kids. They've got a lot of extramural activities. They are doing so much all the time. And we're constantly fighting with them. Get off your screen. Get off your screen. You know, stop doing that. Go out. And then we get to holiday, and we know that they actually also need, our kids need to breathe.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, that we don't want them lying on their bed watching YouTube all day either.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how do we balance that?
Well, I think again, it's about, you know, I can hear listeners in my ears saying, oh, but I've got three kids and they all want to do, you know, different things. It really is about, I think, you know, finding that balance between having downtime and knowing that actually that's where screens are appropriate. If you've got downtime, so what if the kids are on their screens for a while? You know, that's okay. But then also, to plan activities, and again, if, you know, each child getting a chance to do something that they, you know, would like. And if possible, you know, if you are with friends or family, to split off. It's okay not to spend 24 hours a day with your children. In fact,
I promise you they don't want it either.
I can tell you, it's interesting that in January, and I've spoken to, you know, my colleagues over the years, January, February is such a busy time for psychologists, Howard, because people, families are put together for so much more time. And again, this perception that a holiday has to be, you know, 24/7 family time, I think needs to be dispelled. That, you know, if, of course you want to spend time together. Of course you want to interact and connect. But absolutely not that you have to be on top of each other and do everything together.
It's 8:49. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem, 101.9 High FM. I'm chatting to David Abramson, and we are speaking about the holidays, how best to maximize them. David has asked us for a song request, being the last time that we are working together this year. We'll be back, of course, in January. But David Abramson, psychologist in private practice, joining us in studio, and we are talking about the holidays, I don't want to use the word surviving the holidays because that's rude. Let's just say sort of maximizing the holidays.
I think that sounds better.
Sounds better, doesn't it?
No, absolutely.
All right, give us some tips.
Well, I think, as I say, I think the most important thing is just don't set it up for failure, as we said. Mm-hmm. You know, holiday is not perfect, but it is a very special time. But it is not, you know, not leaving life. So the bottom line is things are not going to go 100% perfect. But enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy being around your family. Very importantly, is screens aren't the end of the world on holiday. You know, I know we've been kind of smashing them the whole year, Howard, criticizing them, but really kids, as you said rightly, you know, need downtime as well. Obviously we don't, you know, there's
within reason.
And then plan activities in the day. You know, I think if there's an activity every day, what doesn't, you know, that each child enjoys, something that you can do together and connect, outside of the downtime, I think that's also, you know, fantastic. And then I would say, you know, so important that you try and find time for yourself, whether you've got other adults around, you know, that you can, that can look after the kids, and then find time for you and your spouse or you and your partner, because I think without that, you know, we always talk about just filling yourself up with oxygen, and the more you feel like you've had your needs met, then you can look after the children. And then, you know, think about sending your kids to camp. Camp is...
Don't think about it. Just do it.
Just do it. It's just the most fantastic thing. I mean, I'm very biased. I went to a lot of camps, and I still know people from camp and have such amazing memories of camp. So I'm a big believer in going to, you know, into the youth camps at the end of the year.
I am too. Moshe says, Howard, I hope you're going to join the crowd who spend 2 weeks away at an awesome beach location eating delicious kosher food, sipping whiskey and talking about how hard and terrible South Africa is. Absolutely, oh, absolutely well
is
said.
Is it called quetching?
Fetch. That's what they say. We're the only people in the world that can sit on our beautiful patios and, you know, after a magnificent meal and say, oh, it's so terrible here in South Africa. No, absolutely. And actually think we mean it.
Absolutely.
And actually think that
we
mean it.
It's instinctual, you know. We have to look for the, you know, for the threats just in case.
Exactly right. The other thing to do is, and it sometimes works quite well, is if you've got a bunch of kids. We sometimes found it difficult when our kids were different stages, doing things that would make everybody happy. And that became a bit of a challenge. Sometimes the thing to do is to give everybody a day and say, right, today you get to choose. And you plan an activity even for the whole family, but and everybody's got to go along, and it's a lot of fun.
It is,
because it also allows the older kids maybe to be younger kids again, but without feeling bad about it.
And I think spot on. And I think what's so nice about that is that, you know, if you can give the other kids the heads up, listen, guys, you're going to have your chance on this day. And your brother's going to have a chance to do what they enjoy on that day. And you might even enjoy it yourself.
Mm.
So again, I think the thing is the heads up, you know, that it's predictable. It's not just sprung on them that, oh, you know, we're going to do this activity that we know is not their best. Mm. But I think that predictability around it is fantastic.
What also I always tried to do was to teach them sometimes that you don't have to plan everything.
Yeah.
And I'd say, let's go. Let's get into the car. Let's see where the road takes us.
Absolutely.
And I tell you, it was very hard for the family. But where is it going to take us?
How long?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see.
But I think also know your children. You know, if you've got a child that gets hangry, you know, pack food. You know, make sure that there's snacks. I've got one who gets angry very quickly. So we've got to make sure we've got some snacks and another one who gets bored quickly.
So he gets travel hungry.
Travel hungry.
So literally, if we're driving somewhere, we pull out of the driveway. As you pull out of the driveway, if he doesn't have an egg mayonnaise sandwich in his hand, then something's going to go wrong because he gets travel hungry.
Absolutely. We've got,
as you say, know your kids.
You know your kids. When we turn the corner, the second street out from home.
I'm bored.
Are we there yet? No, it's not possible, you know. So know your kids and know what makes them happy and try and meet their needs along the way.
Yeah. In fact, I remember as well, we were going to the Cape Reserve one year, literally. We had pulled. I don't think we had even got the trailer straight in the thing, and one of my kids was starting to look for animals. I felt so sad. I said, no. We're going to need to get this right. Time is 8:59. This is where I say goodbye to you. I hope you have a fantastic December. Certainly, it's been an absolute privilege for me being here in 2019. Loved absolutely every second of it. And couldn't think of a better way to spend 3 hours in the morning. Absolutely fantastic. I hope you've enjoyed it too. I'll be back with you in January. And I already look forward to that. Lindy, thank you for everything over the year. Thank you for your production and your assistance and everything that you've done.
Only a pleasure.
And I'd like to say, Howard, as a regular listener in the morning, that my morning wouldn't be the same without you, Lindiwe and Zanati. And I'm sure there are a lot of listeners out there who feel the same way. So I want to thank you guys for getting up every morning and doing what you do.
And doing what we love.
Definitely.
Absolutely amazing. Thanks, David. And you have a great one. Have a Shabbat Shalom. As I always say to you, disconnect from things that aren't important. Connect with things that are. And Benji Shulman will be with you 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Monday morning. Please be nice to him, at least for the first few days. Remember, he's not me, and he does have feelings. Benji does have feelings. Please try and remember that. And be kind to him and be kind to yourself.